Are you looking for a Christ-centered, cross-focused church? Check out the new Find a Church page at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Find a Church. Are you tired of worship that's more about self-help than the Savior, the Christian rather than the Christ, and the Christ in you instead of Christ for you? It's not about you, it's about Jesus for you. Find a church near you, issuesetc.org. Click Find a Church.
If you look at the trend, it's true, we have been losing, but the margins have gotten closer. 20 years ago, they wouldn't even have been this close. So the basic job we have is to continue to try to persuade people that the fears that are expressed about the chaotic effects of same-sex marriage are wrong, and I think ultimately we will succeed in that.
That is Congressman Barney Frank reacting to Tuesday's defeat of same-sex marriage in the state of Maine. Greetings and welcome to Issues Etc. on this Thursday afternoon, November the 5th. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. We'll begin by talking with Maggie Gallagher about the future of same-sex marriage. What does it mean that voters everywhere they've been given a chance to do so have defeated same-sex marriage in law? Then we'll discuss the suspension of a parental consent law in Illinois. Bill Beckman of Illinois Right to Life will be our guest. And then we'll conclude today's program talking with Ken Ham of Answers in Genesis about dinosaurs. Our call-in number on this Thursday afternoon, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-I-E. We have an in-studio email address, talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org, or Twitter us @issuesetc. Maggie Gallagher is our guest. She's a nationally syndicated columnist, president of the National Organization for Marriage, and co-author of The Case for Marriage. Maggie, welcome back.
Thanks.
Barney Frank says that all they need to do is try a little harder and that the opposition to gay marriage by the voters of Maine was wrong. They just need to convince people of it. How do you react?
Well, first of all, Barney Frank is trying to distract from the fact that he's telling the Democratic Party's base, including gay rights activists, that they shouldn't push for the overturning of the Federal Defense of Marriage Act. Now, of course, I agree with that, but Barney Frank is doing it because he knows it's a political disaster for the Democratic Party. The truth is, here's the truth. Maine is a state they picked. They invested 3 years and millions of dollars to building a grassroots get-out-of-the-vote issue that could both, as they said, push gay marriage through the legislature and then defend it at the ballot box. Maine is a socially liberal, fairly secular state, very blue, very democratic state. They had the entire political establishment, the governor, the attorney general, the head of schools. They had the chance to learn from the so-called mistakes of California. They ran the kind of ad campaigns that they said would have won in California, featuring happy gay families and rebuttal ads to the Yes on One campaign ad saying that schools will teach about gay marriage if gay marriage is the law of the land. And they woke up Wednesday morning to find they had lost. The people of Maine had voted to decisively to repudiate gay marriage by an even larger measure than California, 53 to 47%. That's an, you know, you can spin it all you want, but it's an extraordinary defeat. It totally blows a hole through the narrative that the American people are in the process of changing their minds on the gay marriage issue, and it makes it clear that, in fact, even in the most friendly states in the country, the majority of Americans just are not on board with this gay marriage thing. They do not see it as a civil right, and they're disturbed by the idea that the whole culture has to be committed to the idea that two guys in a union are the same as a husband and wife.
So if even with all of this outside funding, even outspending the opponents of the gay marriage law, 2-1 in some cases,
yeah,
even with handpicking the right state and making sure you got all the political powers on your side and having television ads and whatnot running 24/7, even with all of that, if the vote, if they can't convince the most likely voters to believe this, then what do you think the prospects are in any other states for this?
Well, I think it's an enormous setback for the gay marriage movement, and it's very energizing to those of us who believe it's important to protect marriage as the union of husband and wife. We're already seeing repercussions in other liberal democratic states. In New York, we are hearing that despite Governor Patterson's call to vote on gay marriage November 10th, that they can't pull together the votes. That's, I think, in part a result of Maine. But it's also a result of New York's 23rd Congressional District, where Dee Dee Scozafava, a Republican, was handpicked to become the first openly gay marriage Republican in Congress. And the people in her district, which is not especially conservative, it's a very mainstream swing Republican, center-right Republican district, but they really rebelled against her for a variety of reasons, but the gay marriage issue played a role. We spent about $100,000 at the National Organization for Marriage, which isn't a huge amount, but we went to voters who opposed gay marriage, and we let them know that Dee Dee Scozafava voted twice for gay marriage. And in the poll that we released a day before the election, it became very clear that this was an issue. Over half the voters who abandoned Dee Dee Scozafava and voted for the third-party candidate, Doug Hoffman, said that her support for gay marriage was a significant factor in their vote. So at the minimum, it's becoming very clear that even in blue states, it's a really bad idea for a Republican or a centrist candidate to vote for gay marriage. And between Maine and New York 23, we are seeing renewed efforts to overturn gay marriage in New Hampshire and Iowa, an abandonment of gay marriage in New York. And we're going to fight very hard in New Jersey, where lame duck governor John Corzine, in spite of being defeated by a pro-marriage Republican, Chris Christie, is trying to push through a gay marriage bill in the lame duck session, in spite of the fact this is nowhere on the priorities of the people of New Jersey.
So what strategy do you expect the proponents of gay marriage to adopt? Will they return to let's get the judges to decide it and kind of do an end run around the will of the people?
Well, I hear two things. I think they're figuring it out, so I can't look in my crystal ball and figure out what the people who disagree with me are going to do. But what we're hearing in their rhetoric is three big themes. One is blame Obama. Obama should have magically delivered Maine for them. You know, there's less than 2% African Americans. I don't really think that it's realistic that Obama would have delivered Maine, especially since he says he opposes gay marriage. But you're going to see increasing tensions on the Democratic side as they up their expectations for what the magical president is going to deliver for them. The second theme we're hearing is we should abandon the state-by-state approach. This is a federal issue. We need to repeal the Federal Defense of Marriage Act, which Barney Frank is already on record as saying would be suicidal. There's just not the votes for. So I think they'll bang their head against that wall. We'd love it if they voted on it. It would be very rich territory for us to go and show some out-of-touch politicians why they shouldn't vote for gay marriage. But then the third thing we are hearing is a return to the court strategy. You know, this is a movement that believes they have a right to win any way they can. So whether that's punishing people who disagree with them by putting their addresses up on the Internet and harassing them, or going after people's jobs the way they went after a school guidance counselor in Maine, Don Medell, with Nokomis Regional High School, who participated in an ad opposing gay marriage in Maine. They went after his job. They're complaining that this is an ethics violation, that he's encouraging discrimination. He's a licensed social worker. There are actually people trying to take away his license to practice his livelihood because he thinks marriage means a man and a woman. So I think we'll see an escalation of those tactics and a resort to courts. But I also think that Maine is going to help in the courts. I think the Supreme Court reads election returns, and they are much less likely to get to five justices after this loss in Maine. So we're encouraged.
What has the president said, if anything, about his stance on DOMA, the Defense of Marriage Act?
He has said two contradictory things. One is that he's opposed to same-sex marriage. He thinks marriage is a man and a woman, and that God is in the mix. And he said more quietly to his core gay rights supporters that he would support repealing the Federal Defense of Marriage Act. So, he's doing a dance here. I don't know where he will end up.
Well, that's a pretty safe
position.
But it's
really not working for his supporters right now, I will say that.
That's a pretty safe position to take. I mean, telling your gay rights supporters, I will repeal it if you know that even the ones who want it repealed won't touch it with a 10-foot pole.
Well, right. And we do see some efforts to redirect gay rights supporters to issues like Don't Ask, Don't Tell, which the president has not but could deliver on with a stroke of the pen, or some, hate crimes legislation or else. But the interesting thing to me is the gay rights movement is just totally obsessed with marriage as the symbol of their aspirations. I don't think it's necessary. I think there could be many other. I was just asked, by a Wall Street Journal reporter, do you think that they'll go back to pushing for domestic partnerships and civil unions? And I'm like, I don't know. You ask them, but they've been telling their people for 3 years that civil unions are demeaning because they're separate but not equal. So it's kind of hard for them to loop back now and push for practical benefits. I really do think the gay marriage movement is fundamentally about using the government to impose a new moral narrative, which is that there's no difference between gay and straight, between two men and a husband and wife. And if you see a difference, there's something wrong with you, and the law should be used to oppress and marginalize and stigmatize you. That I don't know if they'll be able. I hope they'll be able to retreat from that position, but I don't see signs of it yet.
Maggie Gallagher is a nationally syndicated columnist, president of the National Organization for Marriage, and co-author of The Case for Marriage. We'll also have a link to 2 Million for Marriage under the on-demand page of our website, issuesetc.org, tonight. Maggie, thank you very much for being our guest.
Well, thank you so much. Can I put in one last plug?
Yeah, about 15 seconds.
We emptied our bank accounts. We gave $1.8 million for Maine, which is more than half the total budget. So I just want people to know, if you want to fight for marriage, come join us.
Maggie Gallagher, thank you.
Thanks.
When we come back, Bill Beckman's going to join us. We're going to talk about the suspension, the limbo for a parental consent law in Illinois. And then we'll talk dinosaurs with Ken Ham. Stay tuned.
I attended Sunday services in a beautiful Singapore Lutheran congregation. One local man approached me and asked with a pronounced Southeast Asian accent, "You live in St. Louis? You know Todd Wilkin?"
Pastor Matt Harrison reading from his new audiobook, Christ Have Mercy, How to Put Your Faith in Action.
Who? You mean Todd Wilkin? It turned out this man, half a world away, was a regular listener via the internet, and he's hardly alone. It really is a whole new day. We are witnessing the greatest free flow of faithfully Lutheran information in the history of the Lutheran Church. It is the worldwide moment for confessional Lutheranism. It is Missouri's moment.
You can download Christ Have Mercy by Pastor Matt Harrison at cph.org. It costs only $10.99 to download. This new audiobook is a must-listen for Issues Etc. fans. Christ Have Mercy by Pastor Matt Harrison. cph.org.
Defending life from beginning to end. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Here's a great resource for Sunday school teachers. Every Tuesday, we interview Deaconess Pam Nielsen of Concordia Publishing House about the upcoming Growing in Christ Sunday school lesson. You'll find these interviews under the on-demand page of our website, issuesetc.org. Listen to a 20-minute interview with Pam Nielsen, and you'll be prepared to teach Sunday school this weekend. issuesetc.org. Click on demand and look for Teaching a Sunday School Lesson with Deaconess Pam Nielsen. Issues Etc. online at issuesetc.org.
Have you heard of the CLCC, the Confessional Lutherans for Christ's Commission? We're deeply involved in providing seminars to build up Christ's church with education and training for the laity. So far, we've held seminars on confessional topics at churches in Minnesota, Utah, Oregon, and Washington, and planning is underway to hold seminars in several other states coast to coast. Visit the CLCC.org. Check us out. Get on the mailing list, or better yet, join us. See how your church can host a seminar, too. Go to theclcc.org.